into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful Wednesday. If you are new to Press Row and you're wondering what has happened to the music, if it's been hijacked, no, this is what we typically play. The golden oldies when we welcome in Jim Donnan, the former coach of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Toe tappers.
For those who haven't listened, we've had Coach for 5 years now, or 5 or 6 years, brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga every Thursday during football season from 4:15 to 4:45, where we just absolutely cover everything SEC and across the country. And, of course, the fine folks at Kia of Chattanooga, Tap Butcher and his staff, 2136 Chapman Road. If you need a sedan like an Optima or a Stinger, or a compact like a Rio or a Forte, or an SUV or van like a Sedona, Sorento, Soul, Sportage, they have everything you need. So 2136 Chapman Road, Kia of Chattanooga will be sponsoring us again, and we greatly appreciate their support, just like we greatly appreciate the visits from the legendary Jim Donnan. Coach, how are you?
Well, it's good to be with you guys and ready to rock and roll here. It won't be long before we're kicking off the season and get a little bit of a subplot here for about 15 minutes to get everybody jacked up.
Real quick question for you that's a little off the wall, because every now and then you have to field some of these. But there was news today that Hugh Freeze, the former Ole Miss coach, is missing time at Liberty because he's had back spasms. Did you ever have a moment in your career where, whether even if it was just having the flu or something, where you missed like 2 or 3 practices? And the way you guys are wired, how far behind do you feel when you've missed a practice or two?
Never.
You never did? That's impressive.
My answer, but I mean, you know, I never got any back spasms, but sometimes, you know, things like that happen. You know, guys have some issues, and certainly without them playing a game here for a couple of weeks, he's probably better off getting some kind of treatment so it doesn't become an issue during the season. And I hate to hear that, because I'm anxious to see how he does up there at Liberty.
All right. You live in Athens, and Georgia, it is no secret, under Kirby Smart, they have flat upgraded the talent there. And Coach, I was curious if you had the same reaction I did when Brenton Cox left, and of course we all know the outside linebackers transferred to Florida. The fact that Georgia still has Walter Grant, Azeez Ojulari, they got Jermaine Johnson and Nolan Smith in, Adam Anderson, Robert Beal, all still at that outside linebacker position, that to me felt like an Alabama transaction, that a guy leaves and you're like, it's no biggie, look what we still have here.
Well, anytime you lose a player, regardless of what his stature is with the team, it's certainly a disappointing factor for everybody involved. And I don't really know the particulars here, but, you know, for him to leave that quickly, it's obvious something happened. And for him to go to one of your major rivals, it's even more salient that he left. So, but I think in this case, we are very well fortified at that position. And it's a position where, you know, in today's modern football, where personnel groupings don't really allow for you to play more than one of those guys at a time, unless they're really multi-talented. So that's a lot of guys at one position. But, you know, they play a lot of nickel and dime and things like that to go with that regular personnel. But all of these guys are very good. I think I had a chance to go over there some this summer when a couple of my players, ex-players, they had their kids here for summer camp. And I went over there to watch those kids work out. And Georgia's players were over there running and lifting and doing stuff like that. And there's no question that Kirby's assembled a very athletic, very talented team. And, you know, it's just like any team at this point in the year. You've been practicing against yourself in the spring and the fall, and you kind of hit the wall as far as, you know, developing a lot, and it's time to get ready for the first game, which they'll start working on Vanderbilt here in a few more practices. But I would say George is definitely more talented than they've been since Kirby's been here.
And, of course, the big question that everybody wants to – wonder about is the receiver situation. I know there was footage of George Pickens making a one-hand grab in Saturday's scrimmage. Are you concerned at all about the receiver group at Georgia?
You know, anytime you lose a lot of guys at one position, it really is something that people jump on. And that's why you recruit, hopefully, to have guys that can jump in. But every team that's really in the top 10 or 15 now are going to have people come out early like we did with Mecole Hardman and these other guys, Ridley and Nauta. And then we had Godwin get drafted. So really that's four of the top guys that we had. And then Holloman got kicked off the team for indiscretion. So it's not a lot of experience there. But I really feel like that as good as Georgia's going to be able to run the ball, David, that that's not going to be an issue because the guys aren't going to have to run a lot of pressure routes, a lot of coverage routes. They're going to be open because of the play action that's going to present itself with our good running game. So these guys are talented. There's some good guys have been waiting for their chance, like Tyler Simmons and Demetrius Robertson. And then, as you mentioned, really excited about George Pickens. And Dom Blaylock is a new freshman, too. So I think wide receiver is going to be more than ready to get the job done.
What position group are you most curious about over in Tuscaloosa?
I would say the coaching, just because not that I've got any question about it. It's just the fact that that's been so well chronicled the last 2 years, the tremendous turnover that they've had, seven guys 1 year, six or seven the next. So that's been well documented that that's something that Nick's worked hard on. And when you look at it, they were really torched the last three games with the passing game. You look at Georgia in the championship game. You look at Oklahoma in the first playoff game and then Clemson in the game where they just completely, just wore them out. That, their inability to adjust or their inability to cover people was very, very much demonstrated in those games. So I would say he's brought in some more experienced guys to work with different groupings, and he's made this golden guy the coordinator. But their schedule is such that that's probably not going to be a real test till probably the playoff to the SEC championship. But I would say anytime you have that much of a turnover in coaching, that's the group I'd be the most concerned about.
You're listening to former Georgia Bulldogs coach Jim Donnan giving kind of a preview of the season ahead. We'll have Coach Donnan on every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour in a weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga.
Coach, do you have any, like, hot picks for baseball games? I mean, do you dabble in those kind of roll-the-dice type of options?
No, I've been on a couple of fantasy teams up there in Chattanooga, little league teams, watching you guys. I haven't kept up with the baseball. I mean, I keep up with the Braves, of course, and my grandson's a big Braves fan and goes, but I'm a lot more into tennis in the summer. I've been watching a lot of this U.S. the matches up in Cincinnati and up in Canada the week before, but I'm not that big a baseball fan anymore.
Coach, David was asking you about Georgia and Tuscaloosa. What do you think, what are your expectations going to happen in Knoxville this year?
Well, I don't know that there's going to be a dramatic improvement in their record because their schedule's awfully tough, but I do feel like that they've certainly increased their talent base, recruited pretty well the last 2 years, also enhanced their team with some transfers. And getting Jim Chaney in there is going to give him a veteran voice in that offensive room that's been around the league and knows how to attack these different defenses, and it should help them, get some semblance of an offensive attack that they were just kind of up and down last year. They had two great wins over Kentucky and Auburn, but they looked really bad in some losses where they got beat by double digits. So, but as I've told you on this show, I've always been impressed with Pruitt. He's a very smart coach. He talks slow and he's country and all, but he's very deliberate. He knows what he's doing and he's got a plan. And it's just the problem they got is a lot like what I had when I took over at Georgia. I mean, Georgia is at its premium right now, just like Tennessee and Florida were when I got here. So they got a long way to catch up, but I think they've made some big strides so far.
Coach, we heard news yesterday that there could be like a Hard Knocks version for college programs. When you were coaching, would you want any part of some documentary cameras filming you behind the scenes doing the day-to-day?
No way. I mean, they've asked me a couple of times about coming in the locker room for the game, and I think that's just sacred stuff right there. I just don't believe that's anybody's business what's going on. They have a tendency to, you know, really focus on the dramatic, you know, and make chicken salad out of chicken manure, so to speak. So I'm not that high on that stuff. You know, I'm not behind the scenes type of guy there. I think, you know, the way you motivate your team, the way you develop your team, the way you work with the kids through the trials and tribulations of being a college student athlete, you know, that's a private situation.
You're listening to Jim Donnan here on Press Row. Of course, Coach Donnan will join us every Thursday. I believe that starts August 29th for 15 straight Thursdays to offer his insight in a weekly segment of fun we've been doing for a while now, brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. All right, a couple of big picture questions. Let's start first with the SEC. Which school, which program in your mind has the best chance of breaking the Alabama-Georgia stranglehold? I mean, they were heavy favorites to get to the title game last year and did in the SEC. They're heavy favorites this year. Who do you think the program is that has the best chance of breaking up Alabama and Georgia rematching in December?
Well, right off the bat, it's got to be Alabama and Georgia itself. I mean, they're going to have to self-destruct in some of these games and make some errors and play poorly not to win their division. I mean, Georgia's run roughshod over the East with 12 straight, you know, victories here. I don't see Florida being as good as they were last year, although I think having Franks back will help them. But, you know, they lost two really bad games at home to Missouri and to Kentucky, and they got to play them on the road. Plus, they got to play LSU and Auburn on the crossover. So I think Missouri probably got the best chance in the East just because of their schedule, their crossover games, the fact that they – got a really good running back, and, you know, I think Kelly Bryant will be a big a boost for him because he's a mobile quarterback. It's played in some big games. And, you know, they won eight games last year and really should have won two more. They inexplicably lost to Kentucky at home when all they had to do was make a couple first downs, and then lost in that game to South Carolina where they played it, you know, in the rainstorm, and the game got delayed after they were ahead. So I like Missouri over on that side, and then LSU to me looks like they're starting to really come on with some very talented players. Their recruiting has been ranked high. You know, Auburn's got a very good defense. They scare me defensively. Offensively, they're going to have to prove themselves. And then, you know, Texas A&M still got to really make some moves to catch up, and they got a difficult schedule. South Carolina's got probably the toughest schedule I can remember, having to play Georgia, Clemson, and Alabama, three of the top five teams. So I just don't see anybody really knocking either one of these two teams off at this point.
All right, from a national perspective, how about a team that's not in the top 10 or 12 teams? Who's a team that nobody's talking about that you've kind of studied and you're like, you know, I kind of like them to make maybe not a run to the playoff, but maybe a lot better than people think?
You know, I hadn't studied it like I would the day before I was on your show. You know, I just go into lockdown for like 24 straight hours so I'd be ready for these tough questions. But certainly I think Texas, even though they did beat us last year, got a really good quarterback, and they're starting to get the players that Texas should have. But they still got to beat Oklahoma, and they got to, you know, Iowa State is a team that's got a really good quarterback too. So those two teams really have a shot at maybe making a move on Oklahoma in the Big 12. Certainly Michigan, as people are talking about them, maybe, you know, hoping that they can be the team to take over there in the you know, Big 10. But the team that I really think is going to be pretty good nationally, that's kind of got bumped around for several years in the playoffs and on the West Coast, I think Washington has really benefited from the recruiting that Coach Peterson's had out there, and they got his players in there. It's a question mark whether Eason's going to be able to win the job, from what I understand, but they got a really talented defense. So those are some of the teams around the country that I'll be watching.
All right, and of course, you were a player, an NC State quarterback. You were an offensive coordinator for Oklahoma's national championship team in 1985. You led Marshall to a national championship. You were successful at Georgia. Of all your stops, and I'll let you go with this one, I read where in Tuscaloosa yesterday the heat index was like 111 degrees. And I think Georgia had to move inside yesterday because there was lightning. Is there like a heat story, whether it was one of your days as a player or as a coach, that you'll just never forget?
Yeah, when I was coaching down at Florida State, we had these tiered fields, you know, because of the rain. You know, each one was a little higher than the other, and there were little banks there. And in between breaks, we would have guys stacked up with ice on them, you know, trying to make it through practice. And it was so bad. Back then, you had two-a-days. Now you have these walkthroughs and everything. And we were going out to practice there. It was so hot. I mean, it was terrible before practice started. And Bill Parcells told me, he said, look, period 11, I'm going to start a fight with a defensive line coach over there about the pass rush, because, and that way we'll maybe get everybody's attention and maybe Coach Jones will call practice off. And so we were walking. I looked over at period 11, and he's yelling to the guy, can't you get these guys to rush the pass? What are we going to do? And all, and these guys, they really didn't have a fight, but it was a pretty good way to get out of practice. I liked it.
Great stuff. Great stuff. That is what you will get when you listen to Jim Don. And, Coach, thank you so much. Looking definitely forward. I guess we're 15 days away from kicking this thing off on a weekly basis. We certainly, again, appreciate Key of Chattanooga and definitely look forward to getting a season going with you.
Yeah, I got a question for you two guys because it's really keeping me up at night. Who's Auburn's quarterback?
You know, they said that Bo Nix threw all three picks in the first one. You know, they had their second scrimmage today. You keep hearing rumblings that Nix is getting more and more of the workload. I have no insight there. I couldn't tell.
Go out on a limb, Jay. Who are you going with?
I want it to be Gatewood. I want it to be the big kid that's going to run, because Gus Malzahn's offense has got to have a guy that you've got to respect running the football, period, end of conversation.
All right, that's good. I think you should go on and tell him that then. That'll be good.
I tried it. Hey, SEC Media Day. He doesn't listen to me, Coach. Doesn't listen.
I will say, Coach, we had Malzahn on when we were in Hoover, and he seemed as relaxed as he's ever been. And a lot of people that cover him on a regular basis said he is really relaxed. So I don't know if it's just the comfort of that contract he's got or whatever the deal may be, but he seems to be a more relaxed Malzahn in 2019.
Only thing I know, he's got a new AD, a new president, and a new quarterback. So let's see what happens.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, bye.
All right, Jim Donnan, the former Georgia coach, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll reintroduce the Papa John's poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.